You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith, amateur radio operator W0NX, featuring the October 2025 The Spectrum Monitor. We'll begin by continuing Medium Wave Radio by Lloyd Van Horn, W4LVH. AI for DXers, the next great advancement in DX technology. An image on this page shows a computer screenshot. There's a spectrum display shown. The caption reads, FMDX. This screen capture of the author's SDR reception of 106.5 WKRH FM, Fairhaven, New York, from 1,166 miles away. W4LVH photo. Back to the text. With ChatGPT, you can organize your interactions in chat threads that are specific to your topic. The more data and the more information you feed to your AI assistant, the better it will be at getting you information. When I first started working with ChatGPT, I asked it to give me as much information as possible on what it knew about AM and FM DXing. What did it know about propagation? About how DXers actually DX and identify stations that they are receiving? I asked what it knew about antennas, SDRs, portable radios, and any challenges that DXers might face from interference, regulations, use limitations, etc. This gave me a very clear starting point of what ChatGPT knew and didn't know about DXing. From there, I was able to feed ChatGPT with any additional context or information that I could find. A lot of it came from my own sourcing through my DX Central website, but I also copied information from other DX sites and blogs I trusted as well. I gave ChatGPT URLs, and in some cases just copied and pasted the text from these sources directly into the chat. Each time, I would inform ChatGPT that I was providing it with information to help it better understand DXing, so that it would be more educated for future questions. I asked it to save and store this information for later recall. Over time, as I have interacted with Skip, he has given me better and better answers. So, keep feeding information, and if you get back an answer that isn't correct or helpful, point that out so your AI assistant can make adjustments for future interactions. Some of the other powerful AI tools you can use include Google's Gemini and Microsoft's Copilot. Gemini doesn't have a downloadable native desktop app, at least that I could find. But if you are using the Google Suite as I do, Google Sheets, Google Docs, etc., it plays very nicely with those apps. I have used Gemini and ChatGPT many times to assist me with advanced logbook analysis for my Google Sheets logbooks, more on that in a bit. Copilot does have a native desktop app, and it also sits in very nicely with the Microsoft Office Suite for those that are using that. There are many other ChatGPT alternatives out there, from DeepAI, Perplexity, and Claude, among others. So it is worth trying multiple different options and seeing which ones work best for you. Let's take a look at some of the ways that a DXer might incorporate AI into their DX toolbox. Identifying a station. We already looked at one real-world example of using AI to help us narrow down a potential station that we were hearing. Here is another example of how I was able to use AI to assist in narrowing down a received station. From that same July 4th, 2025 SDR recording, I heard a station on 92.1 MHz that faded up with a local ad and an event promo. Here is what I heard on the recording. A live read of an ad for a local liquor store, Madison Liquor Store, talking about their July 4th hours. Then I heard a promo for Madison Healthcare Services for a Muchas Gracias patient appreciation event happening on July 10th with tacos and more. Now, most likely this was KLQP located in Madison, Minnesota, a station I had heard earlier in the recording. However, since I was hearing stations in both Minnesota and Wisconsin in this opening, I wanted to make sure I ruled out the possibility that this could be a station near Madison, Wisconsin. I quickly outlined what I heard on the clip to my friend Skip with the following prompt. I have a radio station on 92.1 from a sporadic e-opening on July 4th that I received here in Mandeville, Louisiana. During the time of the opening, I was hearing stations in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, and North Dakota. This station did a live read ad for Madison Liquor Store and then a promo for the Madison Healthcare Services for a Muchas Gracias patient appreciation event on July 10th. Any ideas who this is? Use any source needed to help identify this station. After about 15 seconds of searching the web to track down my clues, Skip came back with, "Pretty confident that's KLQP Q92 92.1 FM, Madison, Minnesota. Why? Madison Healthcare Services plus Muchas Gracias event on July 10th is a real local promo from Madison, Minnesota's hospital system. The city calendar lists the MHS Muchas Gracias event on July 10th. Madison Liquor Store lines up with the Madison Municipal Liquor Store in Madison, Minnesota, a city-owned shop frequently advertised locally. KLQP is 92.1 MHz and licensed to Madison, Minnesota, right in the opening footprint you are hearing, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, North Dakota. The station brands as Q92 and serves western Minnesota, exactly the kind of local advertiser mix you caught. Skip even included source links for each bullet point, in case I wanted to validate and verify the information. I could have done my own searching, pulling up various websites and drilling down until I came to the same conclusion. That would have taken much longer than 15 seconds, though. With Skip, I was back to DXing in no time. Just for fun, I tried giving Deep AI the same prompt I used with Skip to identify the Madison, Minnesota station, and it came back with a much less helpful answer. It was focused on Madison, Wisconsin, and was talking about a student-run station there, which this was definitely not. For the record, using the same prompt, Gemini and Copilot both correctly identified KLQP, though neither provided the source information it used as ChatGPT did. To be fair, you don't need ChatGPT to narrow down a station if you already have clues like business names or cities. You can accomplish that through a search engine. So I decided to give Skip a real challenge. The premise? Give the AI tool the bare minimum of information and see how many interactions it would take before it correctly identified the station. To give an even greater challenge, I used online receivers from fmdx.org in various cities to get programming from random locations. To make it more difficult, I never told my AI tool where I was DXing from. For this first test, I was on an online receiver in Miami, Florida, on 92.3, listening to WCMQ La Zeta. Here is an example of my interaction. Me. Let's do a challenge where I give you a minimum amount of details and you try to narrow down what station I am listening to. I am currently on an online receiver located somewhere in the United States. I am sitting on 92.3 and I am hearing the song Sin Miedo a Nada by Alex Ubago. AI. This is an intriguing one. Alex Ubago's Sin Miedo a Nada isn't your typical U.S. mainstream hit, which sets up a fun DX challenge. Let's break down what we've got. Known U.S. stations at 92.3 MHz, all Spanish-language, Latin formats. KREU, La Raza, 92.3, Rowland, Oklahoma, Spanish variety. World Radio History, plus 4, Last FM, plus 4, YouTube, plus 4, Wikipedia, plus 4, Wikipedia, plus 4, Wikipedia, plus 4. WCMQ-FM, Zeta, 92.3, Hialeah, Miami, Florida. Salsa, Spanish Hot AC, Wikipedia, plus 1. KZUS, La Zeta, 92.3, Ephrata, Washington, Regional Mexican. Wikipedia, plus 3, Wikipedia, plus 3, Wikipedia, plus 3. Given the Spanish content and format type, the most plausible stations are WCMQ-FM Miami or KREU straddling Oklahoma into Arkansas. The AI tool then gave me a list of additional information that could help it narrow down the correct station. The fact that it already had the station I was listening to firmly in the crosshairs was impressive. Me. The station just did a Mas Musica slogan. New song has started. Quimbara by Celita Cruz and Johnny Pacheco. AI. Ah, that seals it. You are listening to WCMQ Zeta 92.3 in Miami, Florida. The Mas Musica slogan is part of WCMQ's imaging. Also, none of the other U.S. 92.3 Spanish-language stations have that deep of a salsa library baked into their core format. I was blown away. In two very basic clues, none of which included anything around a location, AI had narrowed down the correct station. I did another test. While listening to an online receiver near Philadelphia, I tuned to 102.1 and was listening to Q102. I gave the AI tool the first song, 30 for 30, by Kendrick Lamar and SCA. It narrowed down a list of possible stations, none of which at this time included Q102. Then I gave it the next song heard, Undressed by Somber. I told him the station was doing a countdown show through iHeartRadio. It once again listed out a handful of stations, providing rationale for each. Then it came back and said, AI, the most compelling candidate is Q102 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, due to format compatibility, iHeart branding, frequency match, and documented airplay on the station playlists. Two clues and once again, Skip nailed it. I have tested over and over again this same challenge, and each time the AI is able to correctly identify the station within 2 to 4 clues. The most difficult one for the AI tool was a Spanish-speaking station in Texas that played classic hits from the 80s, 90s, etc. It took a few extra clues, but he got there extremely fast. Also, he learned from that experience. I have used Skip to help me narrow down stations during my IQ recording reviews, during live DX situations, and sometimes just for fun, especially during live DX events such as sporadic e-openings, where time is of the essence. Leaning on an AI tool to help at least narrow down possible candidates for the received station can be invaluable to a DXer. Wait. What did they say? But AI for DXers is not just for identifying stations. It can be very helpful at identifying spoken word, too. I took a quick air check that I had recorded of a station from Mexico that included a strong, clear signal. I then uploaded my MP3 of that air check to a site called TurboScribe. I made sure to choose the input language of Spanish, uploaded my file, and in just a few moments I had a full transcription in Spanish. Then I took that transcription to ChatGPT and asked it to translate the text into English for me. Within seconds I had the full ID received from 770 XEANT translated into English. This can be an invaluable help for identifying stations, especially for those that are not fluent speakers in the received language. As a test of this, I took an air check from a Quebec station I had received during a sporadic e-opening that was entirely in French. I know probably two words in French. TurboScribe was able to transcribe the minute-long clip in a matter of seconds, and ChatGPT was able to translate that for me into English. The clip contained a promo for the most fun midday show in Quebec, and then an advertisement for a pool and spa store in Montreal. To make this work, you will want as high quality of recording as possible. The more static and weak the signal is, expect more difficulty in the transcription part of the process. I also usually try to keep my clips short, no more than about 3 to 4 minutes. I tried a much longer file once, and it didn't seem to like that. Crunching the numbers. AI can also help with those that like to do logbook analysis. Many of you know that I keep a very analytical online logbook, where I have tables and charts that tell me not just how many stations I have heard, but how many stations I have heard on specific frequencies during specific propagation methods, how many stations in each U.S. state or in another country, how many stations I have logged using each of my various radios or antennas. Every once in a while, I run across a spreadsheet formula or process that I know what I want to do but not how to do it. As an example, for my FMDX, I grab screenshots of RDS decodes I receive in my SDR software. I wanted to be able to provide a link to those screenshots directly in my logbook with the logbook entry of the reception, so I or anyone viewing my logbook could see the decode screenshot. I store all of my screenshots in a folder on my Google Drive, so I just needed a way to grab the unique URL of each screenshot and put it into a table along with the file name where I include the call sign of the received station. Then use that table to match up the call sign of the station in my logbook with the file name on the screenshot. When it finds a match, it would put the URL directly into a field in my logbook. I had no clue how to do that, so I turned to Skip. I told him in very specific detail what I wanted to do, how I wanted it to work, and how all of the information was accessible. He then wrote a Google app script that I could tie to my logbook spreadsheet in Google Sheets that handled the whole process. Now, whenever I upload a bunch of new RDS screen grabs, I just run the script, and it imports all of the new URLs into my logbook. It's like magic. A few tricks of the trade. I have found there are a few things you can do in your interactions with the AI tool that greatly improve the experience and the results. First, I talk to my AI assistants as if I was chatting with a real person. I find that this helps me to view the AI tool as a partner and reminds me that I need to tell the AI as much detail as I possibly can to be able to return back to me the outcome I was looking for. Another thing that will greatly help you with this is to personalize your AI tool by letting it choose a name for itself. You could give it a name, but I liked the idea of letting it choose its own name. Because our interactions are related almost exclusively to DX, he chose the name Skip. I then made sure he knew my name was Lloyd, and then gave him permission to call me that. I have found that personal touch has really helped me to feel comfortable turning to Skip for help. Whether that be ironing out the technical needs of a complex code or formula solution for my logbook or websites, helping me to identify a station, brainstorming ideas for projects, or getting a better understanding of complex topics from the DX field. We are just beginning to scratch the surface of how AI can be an invaluable partner in our shacks to help us get the most out of our DX. So try it out, and be sure to let me know of any fun ways you have been able to use AI to help you in DX. Would also love to hear your success stories in how AI has helped you get more DX in your own logbook. The author Lloyd Van Horn can be reached at w4lvhsc@gmail.com. And now, digitally speaking, by Corey G.B. Sickles, WA3UVV, WA3UVV@gmail.com. More new stuff, more old stuff. As I started last month with an off-script message, I am going to do it again. This time, it concerns all radio amateurs in the United States. The ARRL has been steadily working on progressing legislation known as the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act. If you would go to send-a-letter.org/HOA and fill out the form, it will create a letter that will go to two lobbyist firms that the League has contracted with to hand-deliver as a stack of hard copy to the office of your particular representatives and senators. Nothing else needs to be or should be done individually. The ARRL is notifying their members, however. It is notable that while the organization is there for all hams, not all hams are members of the League. So, I am hoping that this small notice will reach out to non-members and members in order to generate that much more of a response and participation. More information on this is available at ARRL.org. Just as the September 2025 issue of TSM went out, news came in from this year's Tokyo Ham Fair that ICOM was showing off two new transceivers. The IC7300 Mark II is an upgrade from the current model and features some new additions that are welcome. Most eye-grabbing is the HDMI port, which allows you to duplicate the built-in display onto a much larger one. The ability to decode CW has now been added to the radio's firmware. New features aside, the receiver's specifications have also been upgraded with improved performance and additional features. The transmitter section has been upgraded as well. It is not known at this time if the SDR design has also been improved upon so that strong off-frequency signals will no longer overwhelm the radio and cause a red overload indication to appear on screen while severely attenuating the receiver's front end. The current model IC7300 is on sale at every dealer's site I have seen, so perhaps the Mark II is not too far off the horizon. While D-Star apparently is not supported on the IC7300 Mark II, it most certainly is on another radio that ICOM announced in Japan. The ID5200 appears to be a replacement for the ID5100, unless it is destined to continue as a lower-cost mobile. Since the ID4100 was discontinued, ICOM has not offered a lower-cost transceiver option for those wishing to dip their toes in D-Star or set up a node to remotely link a D-Star repeater to one of the many reflectors available. The reintroduction of the ID4100 or a lower-cost version of the ID5100, even if rebadged, would be a welcome solution for many D-Star enthusiasts who want to expand their repeater's footprint. The most striking feature of the new rig is the color touchscreen, something that D-Star fans have been wanting for a long time. We'll continue this article next time. Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.